one thing I always like to do is look at how biblical authors use scripture. When I'm studying the Gospels and the Gospel writer refers to an Old Testament passage, I like to pause and go back and look at what that passage is talking about in its immediate context of that book. And so in Romans chapter 4, we have Paul, and he does something amazing because he's talking about the example of Abraham and how Abraham didn't try to earn his salvation, but he simply believed in the promises of God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. In Romans chapter 4, Paul, as he's unpacking this justification by faith gospel, the good news about what Jesus has done, he says this: "But to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness. Just as David also speaks of the blessing on the man to whom God credits righteousness apart from works." And then Paul quotes a psalm. He quotes Psalm 32, and he says this: "Blessed are those whose lawless deeds have been forgiven and whose sins have been covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will not take into account." Here Paul is quoting a psalm that is really about confession. See, Psalm 32 talks about how when we confess our sins to God, he blots out our transgressions. He forgives us. And so he's the psalmist, David, is actually painting this picture of the blessedness of knowing that our sins are taken away because of Jesus. That's the hope that we have as Christians, is that our errors, our faults, our wrongdoings have been taken away because of the sacrifice of Christ. And so we don't need to prove ourselves because we've already been approved in Christ. Think about that today as you go about your day, just basking in the knowledge that you are already approved in Christ because of the blessedness of forgiveness.